The Character of Love by Joy MacLean. Hear the Word of God. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after the orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. James 1, verse 27.
Dirty dishes teeter on the kitchen counter. A laundry basket holds two loads of clothes waiting to be put away. There are papers that need to be sorted, floors that need swept, and emails that should be answered. We are exhausted. We are spent. We have tucked our son into bed, and rather than take the time to accomplish much around the house, my husband and I prefer to slip into a deep sleep coma. If this is love, then love is messy. The medical bills continue to come one after another, as countless trips are made to doctors attempting to find answers to our son's physical issues. We really need a new vehicle, but with so many pressing medical fees, that won't happen for a while. The cost of the adoption drained our bank accounts. So many unexpected expenses have come up. If this is love, then love is expensive. Time spent alone as a couple is a mere blur at times. Often when we do have an opportunity to talk, we are too tired and simply choose sleep over time alone. Gone are the carefree bike rides and evening walks. Gone are the quiet hours and simple meals. We pour into our precious son, and sometimes it seems as if he doesn't respond. If this is love, then love is consuming. We've pared down our lives. Commitments, committees, and ministries that were so important have all taken a back seat. We don't seem to get out as much as before. We don't have the social life we once did. We've lessened our duties at church considerably. So many projects have been put on hold. We've thought about what is really important, what will last, and what is worth doing and doing well. If this is love, then love is sacrificing. Our heart aches for our son to be free from the darkness in his little soul. His misbehavior and resentment are often hard to understand. We witness glimpses of him trusting us more. Giggles that are sincere and not forced make us smile. Learning to communicate feelings, fears, and frustrations show us he's making strides. Still, there are times when he screams that he doesn't want me for his mama, and when he doesn't respond to his daddy. If this is love, then love is painful. I consider my own adoption, how I am an heir to a heavenly throne. I ponder my redemption. I knew not, I understood not, the all-consuming love of the Father. I cannot fully comprehend the price paid to remove me from my orphan bondage. I know of the cross. I read of Christ's humiliating experience. I imagine the suffering. But do I live there, in a place of understanding, of the gospel? Can I expect my son to live there with the darkness and pain in his soul? Can I expect my son to understand the price we paid to redeem him? Do I really understand the price paid for my own eternal redemption? When we choose adoption, our days can be filled with messiness, expenses sacrificed, pain, and all-consuming love. When we choose adoption, our days are glorious days. Each day that brings tribulation also brings us beautiful reminders of the greatest love ever spilled forth. Christ's love displayed on the cross was a love that was messy, all-consuming, painful, and sacrificial. If adoption is love, then it must resemble the cross.